This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Not everything that voters care about comes up during a political campaign. And the elephant in the room this election year is the cost of health care. You don't hear about it much in the presidential campaign. And as Shemaine Mills reports, it's not getting a lot of attention in the U.S. Senate race between Republican Ron Johnson and Democrat Russ Feingold.
In one of the nation's most closely watched Senate races, voters have heard Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold go back and forth on pain management at the Tomah VA. There have also been ads on free trade, terrorism, and Social Security. But neither candidate is talking much about high out-of-pocket health costs. And some voters want to know why not.
I think it is a huge issue. I think it should be talked about more because it is the major reason for bankruptcy.
That's Patty Kramer. The 54-year-old woman lives in Madison with her 57-year-old husband, Harold Hansen, who goes by the nickname Butch. Butch had surgery for a brain tumor and suffers from back problems. Patty has multiple sclerosis. Their health bills are high, but both work, and that's how they get their insurance. At one point, when Patty worked for a nonprofit, the deductible was $3,000. That's how much they had to pay before insurance kicked in. There were also additional costs each time Butch went to the doctor, which was a lot.
$10, $20, $25, $50 at a pop every time I go in, and that adds up.
When it comes to rising costs, Democrat Russ Feingold defends the Affordable Care Act. Feingold says premiums for insurance provided by one's employer have been rising slower than before the ACA. That's due in large part to more Americans having insurance. Speaking after a campaign stop at a Madison coffee shop, Feingold says those without coverage often receive costly care in the emergency room, which is then passed on to paying customers.
So the fact that that sort of charity care is reduced is one of the reasons that the expected increase in cost is less than it has been.
Feingold's point is backed up by the Kaiser Family Foundation. It says premiums grew a modest 3% in 2016, but the organization also found out-of-pocket expenses rose substantially. Deductibles for employer-sponsored insurance rose 12%. Republican Senator Johnson says deductibles are common in other areas of the economy, and health care should be no different.
Very few people, for example, have zero deductible auto insurance or home insurance. You know, you always carry deductibles, and you take care of a lot of that, the minor repairs out of pocket, and that brings the discipline of a free market.
Johnson says the answer to high health costs is more competition. He supports insurance being sold across state lines and health savings accounts. Patty Kramer and Butch Hansen are familiar with health savings accounts. Patty used one. She socked away money, tax-free, for medical costs.
It's a great tool if you're in the right situation. But
most people, as you know, these days are living from check to check. There's no option to put money aside. Yeah.
Health and money matters weigh heavily on Butch.
Honestly, I almost feel like I can't afford to die. I have responsibilities and bills, and I can't afford to retire.
Butch and Patty can't retire just yet, but they try to relax and reflect in a backyard surrounded by plenty of plants with Patty's favorite wind chimes.
Listen to the wind and know tomorrow's another day.
For voters like Butch and Patty, each day brings reminders of the issues of rising health costs. They won't forget about them, even if the candidates seemingly will. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.